Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a bold move that has reshaped the dynamics of Middle Eastern geopolitics, Iran launched a significant military attack on Israeli air bases on April 14th. This operation, involving 300 projectiles including drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles, marks a strategic shift, directly challenging Israel's long-standing position of deterrence and signaling a new era of Iranian assertiveness on the global stage. The attack was not impulsive. It followed a carefully articulated speech by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on April 10, which laid the groundwork for this calculated response to Israeli aggression. Iran's approach was strategic, issuing warnings aimed at minimizing casualties and providing Israel with options for de-escalation, showcasing a nuanced approach to military engagement. This military action by Iran sends a clear message, challenging Israel's dominance in deterrence and hinting at possible consequences for U.S. assets in the region. Furthermore, Iran's military leaders have openly expressed their readiness to disrupt key maritime routes, exemplified by the recent capture of an Israeli-owned cargo vessel. This act not only demonstrates Iran's capability, but also its willingness to affect global trade in its quest to assert its position. The attack has garnered political support within Iran, reflecting a unified front against perceived Israeli provocations. However, it's crucial to note the presence of civil society voices within Iran opposing war and escalation, highlighting the internal divisions on the approach to conflict. This escalation has raised alarms internationally, stirring fears of a broader conflict that could destabilize the Middle East and disrupt global energy markets. As the world watches closely, the situation remains volatile, with significant implications for regional stability, international relations, and the global economy. The strategic shift by Iran in launching this attack against Israel marks a critical point in Middle Eastern geopolitics, raising questions about the future of regional power dynamics and the potential for a wider war. The recent intensification of Mount Ruang's eruptions on Tagulandang Island in Indonesia has sent shockwaves through the region, prompting thousands to evacuate. This volcanic activity, marked by at least 5 significant eruptions, underscores the volatile nature of Indonesia's geology, situated on the perilous Pacific Ring of Fire. The impact of these eruptions has been far-reaching, not only causing damage to homes on neighboring islands, but also stoking fears of a potential tsunami due to the volcano's close proximity to the sea. In response to the immediate danger, authorities have escalated the volcano alert to its highest level, signaling the severity of the threat. This move comes in the wake of recent earthquakes in the area, which have been pinpointed as the catalyst for the volcanic activity. The repercussions of Mount Ruang's eruptions extend beyond the immediate vicinity, with the closure of a nearby airport causing significant disruptions to air travel. Flights to and from several countries have been affected, highlighting the broader implications of the eruptions. To facilitate the evacuation process, the Indonesian Navy has been mobilized, demonstrating the government's commitment to ensuring the safety of its citizens. Indonesia's frequent encounter with seismic and volcanic events is attributed to its location on the Pacific Ring of Fire, a hotbed for such natural disasters. The memory of Mount Ruang's last major eruption in 2002, which also necessitated evacuations, looms large as the country grapples with the current crisis. Authorities and residents alike remain vigilant, fully aware of the unpredictable nature of their geographical setting. In a bold move that's sure to capture headlines, President Joe Biden has announced a significant escalation in the trade battle with China, with plans to triple the tariff rate on aluminum and steel imports. This decision, unveiled during a campaign event in Pennsylvania, signals a robust effort to fortify the U.S. shipbuilding and steel industries against what's seen as unfair competition fueled by Chinese overcapacity and state-supported investments. The administration's strategy includes not only the steep hike in tariffs, but also an investigation into China's maritime, logistics, and shipbuilding sectors. This comes on the heels of petitions from national labor unions, highlighting the administration's commitment to protecting domestic industries and jobs. Interestingly, This move represents a pivot from Biden's previous critique of tariff policies under the Trump administration, showcasing a more strategic and balanced stance on trade. China's response to the planned tariffs was swift and severe, denouncing the measures as unfounded and a breach of World Trade Organization, or WTO, rules. This clash over trade policies is poised to escalate tensions between the United States and China, potentially impacting broader diplomatic relations between the two superpowers. The administration's actions underscore a critical juncture in U.S.-China relations, with far-reaching implications for international trade and diplomacy. In a turn of events that reads like a spy novel, two men with dual German-Russian citizenship, Dieter S. and Alexander J., find themselves at the center of an international espionage controversy. Arrested in Bavaria, these individuals are suspected of engaging in activities aimed at sabotaging Germany's support for Ukraine, raising alarms over national security and international diplomacy. Dieter S. faces serious charges, including plotting to cause explosions and arson, in collaboration with a Russian intelligence agency. His involvement extends to joining an armed group in territories of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia, showcasing a direct challenge to German security interests. Alexander J., on the other hand, is accused of aiding Dieter S. in these subversive plans, highlighting a network of espionage that extends beyond a single individual. The gravity of the situation is underscored by the federal prosecutor's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Dieter S., citing his membership in a foreign terrorist organization and preparations for a serious act of violence. Notably, Dieter S.'s pro-Russian sentiments were not hidden, as evidenced by his Facebook posts and possession of a firearm. In response to these developments, the German Foreign Office has taken the diplomatic step of summoning the Russian ambassador, signaling the severity with which Germany views these allegations. Meanwhile, the Russian embassy has denied the claims, adding a layer of international tension to the incident. This case not only highlights the complexities of espionage and national security in today's interconnected world, but also serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing geopolitical tensions surrounding Ukraine. It underscores the imperative for Germany to maintain a vigilant and unified security strategy, ensuring the nation's commitments to security and defense are not compromised by acts of subversion. In a testament to the power of photography to capture the raw essence of human emotion and the stark realities of conflict, Palestinian photographer Mohamed Salem has clinched the 2024 World Press Photo of the Year. His poignant image, which seizes the heartbreak of Inas Abu Ma'mar mourning her 5-year-old niece, Sally, lost to an Israeli rocket attack in Gaza, stands out in a field dedicated to illuminating the depths of human suffering and resilience. Salem's photograph is not just a moment frozen in time, it's a window into the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas, a conflict that has deeply affected the lives of many and restricted the flow of information out of Gaza. The significance of Salem's work is amplified by the challenges journalists face in the conflict zone, where access is limited and reporting comes with high risks. Tragically, the war has been deadly for journalists, with several losing their lives while trying to bring stories from the enclave to the world. The image is part of a broader collection that shines a light on various global issues, from environmental degradation to political strife, showcasing the diverse and complex tapestry of human experience. This collection will be on display at Amsterdam's Nieuwe Kerk until July 14th, offering visitors a chance to confront the realities depicted through the lens of some of the world's most courageous photographers. Salem's achievement underscores the critical role of photojournalism in documenting the human condition, especially in times of war and conflict. It also highlights the ongoing need for media access in areas like Gaza, where the story of every lost life, every moment of grief, and every act of resilience deserves to be told. This has been your Daily Brief in World News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.